Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if at all possible, please try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. So our guest medium tonight on the show is Rebecca LoCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a couple of quick updates. We still have going on our Holidays Pass raffle. It's taking place on December 23rd. You can actually win up to 5 readings with a medium from Forever Family Foundation Certified Mediums list. And this year, the participating mediums are Kathy Nadal, Renee Buck, Bobby Allison, Nancy Marlowe, and Connie Fusella. Also, if you haven't checked out the Netflix series Surviving Death, please go ahead and watch that. Aside from being an amazing look at the evidence for survival of consciousness, the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Frank Ginsburg, are heavily featured in episode 4. And if I'm correct, I think our guest is in that episode too. We'll ask her when she comes on. And last but certainly not least, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsburg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified and what that process looks like, and also, and probably most importantly, what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's go to our show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. And all the mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And you can get more information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation on our website. And we'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes. And we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a published author of 2 books. She's the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she's also a pastoral counselor. And we're always happy to have her on the show. Hi, Rebecca.
Well, hello there, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Long time no see. Well, long time no talk, I should say. For those listening, Rebecca and I were at the grief retreat in, what was it, October? We were in the grief retreat in California?
Yes. Was it October? Yes, it was October. Yeah, that's right.
Feels like a million years ago already, right?
I know, it does. And I miss everybody that was there. What a great event that was.
It really was.
It was super unique.
Yeah, we had a good time, actually. You know, it's
we did.
Was it our first one, actually, for the foundation
for
in
us
California?
Together? Yes, it was our first one in California. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
no, we the members of Forever Family Foundation have been subjected to the two of us together for many times already. But anyway,
we do that because we work well together.
I think so, and we're fun. I like to think we're fun, at least. I don't know.
I think you're fun.
Oh well, thank you. Right back at you, babe. So, we have some time to chat. So I find it fascinating that you are learning physical mediumship. So before I grill you about that, can you define that for everyone listening?
Sure. What most people know of and experience is what we would call mental mediumship. And it is when the medium proficiently and validatingly receives information in kind of a holistic way, you know, all the five senses and all the emotions, and is able to take that message in and give it back out. And it's kind of like having a spiritual cognitive conversation. So I usually say it's you, me, and them. And when physical mediumship is studied or comes into play, it usually means that the medium, meaning myself, puts themselves into a position where spirit, instead of just communicating it in a sense telepathically or through my imagination or however it gets to us, right? That magical way mm-hmm. that we get that message. Right. Instead of that, they take their energy and my own physical energy and they manifest or produce messages within and around us. So, you know, I would say if we were sitting together, Joe, you and I, and mm-hmm. I was in a sense, like in a meditative state to channel something through for you. And all of a sudden a feather fell out of the sky out of nowhere.
Right.
That's physical manifestation, through a medium. So there are a lot of mediums out there who study this and they will tell you just like I'm gonna, some of them study and work at this and practice 15, 20 years before anything magical happens around them. Right. And I'm not talking about just sitting in a dark room and people hearing voices coming out of the space where I'm sitting. I'm talking about, like, for instance, the last time that I put myself in a space to allow spirit to connect and embrace my energy through me, I heard whistling, which I thought was really neat. I was like, wow, right. You know, because in a sense, it was as if I was receiving something that was a mental mediumship, not physical mediumship, but yet I was hearing it as if there was whistling in the room.
Right. And that's exciting for us as mental mediums.
Not only that, but there you should never, ever, ever do physical mediumship without somebody else in the room.
Right.
I mean, I had two other people in the room and nobody speaks for a little while this is going on. It's kind of like I get to meditate, they get to watch. right. And when we were done, when I said to them, I heard the whistling, they each had an individual physical mediumship experience from me where they both heard like singing, whistling, humming, but it was as if it came to their ear, like a fly would buzz your ear and then fly away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that was spirit using my energy as a medium and performing a physical mediumship connection.
Right.
So cool. It was, and that's kind of how you can describe it. It's something outside of the body is happening.
Right. You know, I think that, well, first, I you know, it is exciting when we get stuff like that, because I think, you know, I think the movie Ghost, a lot of people think it's like that for us, and it's so not. Like no. When anything even remotely tangible happens to me during a reading, I'm like, oh my God. And everyone's like, right? you're the one talking to the people on the other side. Like, you're like getting excited. And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, the light's flickering. Like, it's so exciting. And everyone's like, okay.
I have to say, I'm kind of known through the Forever Family Foundation. There have been many events. There was an event in Fort Myers, Florida, in particular, where I was reading somebody and one of the mm-hmm. lights above me blinked out. And there was a little bit of an electrocution issue with the microphone and some other people in the room. Nobody died.
And you had warned everyone beforehand. You were like, you know, Rebecca, the first time I had met you, I had never seen you read before. We had never met before. I was like kind of still new to the foundation. And when you got up and started talking about like the lights might go out, I was like, what the hell is this lady about to do? I was like, who is this person? And then when it happened, I was like, oh my God, like she was not kidding. Okay. It was very funny. But no, it was so evidential because really like it was at a very like sort of important part of the reading from what I remember and it just kinda happened and everybody was like, yep. Oh wow, like this is incredible. Yep. So yep. How long have you been studying physical mediumship?
Oh, I have been actively and regularly studying it, I would say on Thursdays for mm-hmm. about 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
And what I'm doing is no different than what I've been doing as far as mediumship for the last 27 years, mm-hmm. except for the fact that instead of receiving information and giving it to somebody, I literally put myself in a position where I allow my body to be used by spirit in another way. I mean, you know, you made the example about how, you know, Whoopi Goldberg and that, you know, being possessed, for lack of a better word, is physical mediumship. I mean, I don't necessarily want to move my soul aside and let something come in, but I was told by a wonderful woman, rest in peace, that there would be nothing more in this world, and not to be emotional, especially when we're about to read people. Mm-hmm. I'm about to read people. But you know, Joe, it's somebody said to me that there was nothing that they could imagine more in this world that would make them happier than to be able to hear the sound of their child's voice again, or to be able to have a conversation with them again. Right. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, that prompted me to begin to study this, and I do put my all into it.
Oh, well, you put your all into everything, my friend.
Oh,
I know that about
you.
You too. But, what was like, I just lost my train of thought. Can you imagine? It's probably spirit already doing this. I feel like they're like pushing me to take callers, but I don't want to cut off the conversation because it's such a good one.
Nope.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. I have one more question, then we'll get to the calls.
Okay.
So this is something you're still practicing and learning. You're not really offering it like to the public or anything, right?
Correct. However, every reading that I do, mm-hmm. I expect there to be some sort of physical mediumship because I write often when I read, and sometimes I'll go, hold on, and my hand will start doing something.
Right. So
there's physical mediumship as well, which is kind of cool. Like if I can't get a point across and I'm trying to maybe draw a picture or get a name, I can sometimes feel spirit in a physical mediumship way take my hand and start writing. So that's another form of physical mediumship. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
Yes.
So everyone will get a little physical mediumship during a reading. I'll take it.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Anything.
Love it. So before we get to the calls, do you have any events coming up or anything that you might be doing in person or over Zoom or anything like that?
You know what? I do not have any events coming up that I can promote other than to just keep in touch with me through Facebook. I've been going live. So I just go live on Facebook every once in a while. I want to make sure that people can still hear me and see me.
Right.
But, you know, I'm in Connecticut. We're getting ready to hunker down for the winter a little bit, you know?
Right, gets very cold.
But anybody who is listening, I am in Ventford Hall in Massachusetts. I do Hop Knots 44 in Mansfield, you know? And so there's a few gigs here and there, but they can just find that on my website.
All right. Cool. So they'll keep tabs on you on the website. Very good.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So for those of you just tuning in tonight to the show, our guest is certified medium Rebecca LoCicero, and be sure to check out Rebecca's website at www.rebeccaanne.org. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I almost want to just ask you, can I like just say that while the two of us are on the phone, I can feel a mom stepping forward and coming through. And I don't know if it's going to be the next caller, but it has to absolutely be the next caller. But if it's not, I just had to call that out because there's some mom energy tonight, either in the studio with you, with me, there's something.
Well,
so I'm excited.
Sure, I'm sure we will definitely figure it out. So, okay. So just as a reminder, the show is commercial free now. So we will try to get to as many readings as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So let's get our first caller. I believe it is Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Kathy, did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Not mini reading, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Rebecca.
Okay, hi, Kathy, how are you? I had to run into my kitchen. Hello, beautiful. So I am running into my kitchen because my dogs got very excited for some reason as soon as I started saying that I was going to be reading spirit. So I don't know if we have pets connected to you, but by all means, just know that I feel like there are definitely animals. I'm not an animal communicator. Believe me, I talk to our humans so much better. I feel like your dad is stepping forward for me. Do you have a dad in spirit?
Okay. I do.
Yeah, you do. Thank you. Is there another male in spirit who is younger than Dad? Is this a husband or a brother in spirit?
My husband.
Thank you. Please know that he's coming forward with your dad as if he is a son to your dad, which is why I feel like I asked if it was a husband or a brother, because I think that your dad is watching over him. And in a way, he's the door opener to bring through this husband for you. I need you to know he's okay. I feel like he is hollering at me to tell you that he is okay. Evidentially, he wants to make sure that I give you a couple of different pieces of information about his dates, the dates connected to him. Okay. Can you validate for me if May is a connection? So for me, dates are usually birth dates, death dates, or anniversaries.
No, not May. Uh-uh.
Okay, that's fine. He still shows me the month of May, and I can't take that away. He does say the number 5. So this may mean to me that he might be talking about somebody else who's here, who's he's also trying to get give you contact to, or could be connected to your dad. But I kind of felt like it was from your husband. He's giving me this undying love. He's saying, I was sick, you knew it. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And he says that that gives him a lot of peace because he felt like, because he was sick for a while, and I don't feel like it was a long time. Believe me, you've lost a husband. I don't feel like this was what I would consider old age. Please forgive me for saying that, but he definitely tells me that he left too young. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
You must be a young chicken, mama. He just makes me feel like we didn't get to be married as long as we were supposed to be, which I guess I could say would be typical of everybody, but I think that he may have had a goal in mind. Did we get to 40 years?
Hello? Well, yeah, I mean, it's complicated. I mean, we had met like 40 years prior.
Thank you. Okay. So you know what? If you met 40 years prior and it's complicated and he's telling me we didn't get enough time together, then he's not just trying to be sweet. He's probably talking to you in code, right?
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Could be. And you know what? I'm the medium to bring in code. I don't need to know the whole background story. I only need to know how much he cares about you and how much he loved you. And I do feel like you guys both jumped through hoops to be with each other. Can you tell me about the number 3 or the 3 kids or the families being joined, bringing 3 kids together?
Not, there was a lot of kids, but not 3.
Okay. No. Are you one of 3?
No.
Okay. So forgive me. I see 3, the number 3 and associated to 3 kids. That usually means that either you're one of 3, you have 3. It could mean grandkids, but I don't like to stretch that far right now. Can you tell me who the letter R is connected to between your dad or your husband? Robert or?
So my brother's name is Robert. And my husband's son's name is Ryan.
Okay. I was talking about kids, so I would love it to be Ryan. But in my heart and soul, I really do feel like your dad may be mentioning your brother, Robert. Robert is living?
Okay. Yes.
Correct? Robert is living? Yes. Okay. So would it be okay that you're, and you, would you understand why your dad would bring him up? Like,
he's my brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, I usually laugh and I would say, is he the favorite? But your dad says never.
Got a minute.
So I kind of laugh at that. Okay. Did I hear? We had to wrap it up, Joe?
Yeah, about a minute.
Okay. We will wrap this up. I also feel like there's a mom connected. Is mom crossed as well?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to know that your dad and your husband wanted to make themselves present. Your husband in particular, because he says that we fought to be together. He didn't expect to die when he did. He says he knows that you knew that he was going to die. And with that, he says, thank you, because I think you did a lot for him. I don't think anybody would have done for him what you did. And again, I feel like I'm speaking in code, and he loves you. Know your dad is with your mom. Your mom kind of just drops in and waves, which usually means to me that you communicate with her or get a lot of messages from her so she doesn't have to use a lot of our time today to say hi. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. And I smell roses. So now you go smell roses, whoever that's connected to, and you have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Thanks. Okay, so next up.
Like Kathy.
Yeah, me too. Kathy, good energy. Good energy.
Really good energy.
Well, I also feel like you bring the best out in people. You're very cheerful. So people, I feel like, respond well to that.
Well, I think people deserve that.
They do. You're right. Especially these days. Okay, so next up is Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Denise, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for Rebecca and myself?
I would love to have a mini reading, please.
All right. Awesome. Rebecca, you're up.
You got it. Okay. Denise from New York. Denise, I feel like you're in two places in New York. Are you upstate, but you also work in the city, or is it the other way around?
If you see me in two places and you're mentioning work, I actually have been reporting to two different offices lately.
Thank you.
Sometimes I go to the Queens office. Sometimes I go to the Manhattan office.
Okay. Forgive me. I'm so sorry. That was seltzer down the wrong tube. Don't drink seltzer on the radio. That was horrible. I think that the reason why I'm bringing up your work, or the reason why I'm bringing up two locations, might be because I'm bringing through either a friend who worked with you, or I'm bringing through somebody who seems to be your equal. So
on the other side.
Correct. I'm talking about somebody who is crossed over. Did we lose a female like a Kathy or a Carol?
Yes, there's a Carol, but I don't work with her.
That's fine. I have Carol with me, and I have goosebumps like all the way up and down my, I feel like it's my right side. So I don't know if that means anything to you in particular, but it's right side, right? Like, did she stroke?
We did not have an autopsy, so it was only speculation. It could have been a stroke.
Okay. And is this family to you then?
Yeah. Yes.
But it seems to the side almost, or I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me how she's family. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be like that. Is it like married in? I have wonderful dogs barking for you. I'm going to shut my door so you don't hear them.
Guess what? Carol loved dogs.
Oh, well, mine are going nuts. So I let them out because I can't have that. But good, Carol. Carol, get out there and make sure my dogs are good. Was she a friend, though? She was like a friend, right?
Do you want to know who she was?
Was she an aunt or a cousin? Go ahead.
No, she was my sister.
She was your sister. It's interesting to me because I want her to be your friend. I just have such a hard time picturing her as a sister, the way she is so nice. No offense to anybody who has sisters, you know, but she seems like very nice and very caring, but she also seems like she wasn't there your whole life.
She was, but we weren't very close.
Okay. And she called that out.
It was not an estrangement. It was just that we just lived kind of separate lives.
And she, again, honey, she needs to call that out. She needs to say that even though that was the case, she wants you to know that she walks with you. Like, I literally feel like this sister walks with you day in and day out, like a twin. She has to live vicariously through you. It's almost as if you may have promised this to her. Did she have an issue walking to begin with? A vertigo?
Not to begin with, but towards the end.
Okay, well, honestly, I'm one of these mediums that say that we're all going to have heart issues before we die. We all might stop breathing before we die, and I don't think we're going to be walking before we cross. So, not most of us. Some of us might, but she's talking about it being more of a serious case, not just in the hospital for a while or or is it months worth that she may have been like in a wheelchair or something?
She was almost entirely immobile the last few months.
Okay, months. Okay, I will take that from you because it's months. And she's calling this out because I think that for her, this was, and honestly, this seems like this was a while ago, and I don't know why. She gives me the number 13, which usually connects to smoking for me. Did she smoke?
She and did I asked smoke.
She did, right?
Yes.
Yes. And I say this because I think that she uses the smell of her smoke as a sign for you. Because I don't think you smoke. I don't think you like it.
I don't. And I don't.
And so I think that she's teasing because, you know, you and you're married, correct?
No, I am not.
Oh, I am so sorry.
I feel don't like be. I'm not.
Oh, you're very cute. All right. So, well, she's talking about you being married. So do we have an ex?
Yeah, but not anyone that I'm okay. even really close with anymore.
And that is totally fine, but she still brings it up. So if she's going to be the gossipy sister, she's obviously looking for you to start a relationship. I'm not going to get into that kind of a thing with you, but she does talk about it. So if it's been brought up lately or she's been brought up lately in reference to relationships, then she just giggles about it. Was she married also? She keeps trying yes. to bring up. Okay. So I'm going to say that I'm very, very willing to say that I was wrong. Okay. She brought up the fact that you were married, but then she started talking about how she was married. She may be trying to talk about her husband and you talking or getting along recently. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Almost like it was a rare thing to have happen, not to make a joke about it, but.
No, that would be accurate. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, good. She's like, uh-oh, you two got along. Like, uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay. So the family may think this is dangerous. You guys should like plot Christmas presents that match or something just to be cute. Wear matching sweaters. Everybody will freak out. Because I feel like he's still part of the family. Does that make sense? Are there kids?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
correct.
Good. So I expect you to give him a lot of love and tell him that you called up on the radio to talk to somebody and wound up with your sister. Because this is definitely not who you called for. And I am just laughing because she's got the shittiest eating grin. Oh, I'm so sorry. The funniest eating grin on her face. I don't think I'm supposed to curse. Uh-oh.
No, but that's what she would say. Honestly, that's how she would say it. Yes.
Okay, good.
All right.
She does talk she was about you wearing her around your neck. Are you wearing
yes,
her?
Yes.
You're wearing no, her no, around I, your neck right now.
I'm wearing a cross that she gave me.
Thank you. So she's just telling, well, to her, you're wearing her. So that cross okay. must have a lot of her energy, and she thinks it's great that you're wearing her jewelry right now. And I love that. I can't see you through the radio. So I always tell people when they come for gigs, like, don't wear your spouse's wedding bands on the outside of your sweater. Don't wear fingerprinted things or crosses and pearls that don't match. Like, put them in your pockets and stuff. But on the radio, that was great. She was so excited to see mm-hmm. you were wearing that, and she loves you. She loves you.
This is exactly who I wanted to hear from, by the way. So thank you so much.
Perfect. She loves you. Oh, it was who you wanted to hear from? That's funny because you have a lot of dead people who want to talk to you. And I
wanted to hear from her. And the barking dogs just fit in perfect. I'm telling you, you have no idea.
I'm so happy about that. Yeah, I have a few of those.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Hugs to you through the phone. Yay!
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, that was such a good one.
I love her sister. Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Phyllis from New Jersey. Hi, Phyllis. Are you on the line?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Rebecca.
Well, hello there, Phyllis from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. We have some serious energy to talk about here, huh?
Yes,
I mean,
we
I'm
do.
I'm not even going to let Joe give you the option to ask us a question. I'm really not. Well, first of all, I highly doubt anybody is calling us up asking questions. I mean, you can if you want to. That'd be pretty cool.
Right.
I feel like we have lost somebody traumatically. Do you understand what I mean when I say traumatically versus just an illness?
Yes.
Okay. And is this the fact? Did we lose somebody in your world traumatically? Because I'm actually getting what I would consider to be, okay, let me take a calm breath here. Phyllis, I can't believe that you've had to be exposed to this kind of a trauma. Is this a younger person that was taken quickly from you?
No. No, I wouldn't say that person was younger. I just want to say, when you said mom was stepping forward before,
yes. Go ahead.
Good, that was for me, and I'm the May birthday that you were talking Perfect. About before.
Okay. Now, before
and I'm one of three children.
Oh, you were picking up pieces from all of the readings. That's so awesome. Phyllis, you are allowed to do that. So I'm gonna briefly talk about that. I'm gonna gather my composure for you being like my third in a row really quick. And then Joe, bear with me because she has if her mom is coming through and that's a connection, that's great. We can give validation, but I do also feel like I have a traumatic energy coming through and I do have to figure out where that is gonna connect, how that's gonna come through for you. Phyllis,
well, traumatic the mom that I meaning sudden?
Meaning they did not. All death is traumatic. Agreed? Agreed. Okay.
Yes.
Traumas would be accidents, suicides, overdoses, murders, things like that. Not related to your mom. No, honey, it's not. But I do feel like when your mom comes through, she is bringing somebody else through with her. And they are talking about a traumatic experience. And I do need to bring this through for you. So,
okay, let's figure out who it is.
Not a problem. I have the mom connection with me, I do believe, has the M sound. So I'm going into the Mary, Maria, Mariana, something along those lines. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. Would this be somebody that she would mention in the family or her mother, the Marie? I need it to be the Mary, Marie, Maria. I can go Margaret or Maggie, but that's Maggie doesn't fit. Margaret would.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Is there a male connection? Joe, I might need you to step in on me for me if I don't get this. What I am feeling directly for you is because if you're going to feel that mom was stepping forward and you want to hear from her, and it was something that I mentioned before I started reading, then that would be what I would call taking on a layered reading, having May connect with you for a birthday. Is that mom's birthday?
No, that's my birthday.
Your birthday. Okay. And then taking that in, that can also be a layered reading. Being one of three, that's you also?
Yes. I'm one of three children.
One of three children for her. Okay. And Phyllis, can you tell me if, I'm sorry, I'll ask again, there is a female M connection that she is mentioning that I feel like your mom is mentioning. Here's where my trauma comes in. I feel like I have a male coming in. The name is like a J, like a James or a Jim, maybe. Jamie. I could go Jason, J-A maybe is what I want to say. And this looks to me like it would be traumatic as if they died instantly because of an impact. So this is going to be maybe a car accident impact or a maybe like a bullet impact. Could this be a police officer that you knew? Is this an uncle to you?
No.
Okay.
Rebecca, do you mind if I jump in real quick?
Yeah, please do, Joe, because I have
I have a funny feeling that could be like, you know how one reading will sort of bleed into another when we do these radio shows? It's not an exact science here. That could be happening. But Phyllis, I got to tell you, I got to go back to the M-A-R name. Are you sure you didn't have like an Aunt Mary or like an Aunt Margaret or something?
I had an Aunt Mary, but...
Can I tell you that too? I had an Aunt Mary. Your mother told me when Rebecca was trying to figure out who it was, she said to me, Aunt Mary. And I was like, okay, I'll mention it.
Okay. It wasn't traumatic.
I don't think that's the same person. Right. She's okay. Your mom's just letting you know she's with Aunt Mary. There's also an R.A. name on the other side that your mother told me to bring up. Like, I don't know if it's like Ray or Ralph or Raymond or sort of feels a little bit like buried in the family. Like it might be like a little bit like distant or like one of your mom's cousins or something. Would you know if she had like a cousin like Ray or Rachel or something? Do you know anything about that?
No, my new daughter-in-law is named Rachel, but she's here.
Oh, that's your new daughter-in-law.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, I'll take that. That's fine. You got to ask her if there's anyone else in the family who is Rachel or Ray, or because I think that might be connected to her, because I do get kind of the same name. You got to ask your daughter-in-law if she had the younger male, the traumatic. You got to see if that's connected to her and her family, because that might be where Rebecca's getting this from. Because Rebecca, you know how this works. They never bring up people.
Not only that, but I won't give up. If you don't mind, I'll give it another minute.
Another minute, and then we got to, unfortunately, we have
you
to.
You got it. Okay. Which is totally fine. All right. Are you ready, Phyllis? Is Mary your mom's sister or your dad's sister?
Actually, Mary was my mom's aunt.
Fantastic. So for your mom to come through and her to keep saying Mary, that's who she's telling me she's standing with. And if Joe is feeling it as well and he was able to find it, then fantastic. For whatever reason, I can't get your mother's exact name right now. That's fine. It's radio. I don't mind if I don't get that. I do feel like she is also trying to tell me that she is in spirit with somebody else who crossed in a traumatic way. And she wants you to know what a joyous reunion this is. So so to me, she feels like she is telling me that there's a brother or a cousin or a male in her family that also Aunt Mary would know that they're just saying is around them too. And to me, this would be somebody that would have been brought up recently. And then for you to have a brand new daughter.
Okay, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Aunt Mary had a grandson, Mitchell, and he had a long time ago a very bad car accident, but he didn't die from that. He died recently.
From something else. So I'm wrong when I'm trying to say the J. I'm flying all over the place.
You know what, Rebecca?
The car accident. He recently died. He loves you too. Everybody's coming in just to give you joy. I'm so glad we figured it out for
Wait,
you.
Wait, one more thing. Rebecca, I got to back you up on the J name. I am hearing that as well, Phyllis. Are you sure?
Okay.
You're Mitchell, you said.
Well, Mitchell has an Uncle J, but he's not related to me.
I was going to say, I heard it's connected to Mitchell, the J name.
But
it's J-A-Y. It's not.
Well,
it's not,
actually, I'm sorry. Mitchell J. J is his middle name.
Is he James or Jamie or something?
J. Mitchell J.
Oh, it's just J, like J-A-Y.
It's just J. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, there it is.
It's been a long time since we said
that's
that.
That's okay. He's just wants you to know he's there. All right.
So
well,
he's with his grandmother. He's with Aunt Mary.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
All right, Phyllis. Well, we do have to wrap it up, but thank you so much.
Yes,
for calling.
I know.
No, you're great. Listen, we don't control what happens. Spirits running the show.
I
right?
know. I know. Thank you so much.
You be well.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so ready for the next one, Rebecca?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, well, and also, for anyone listening, if you tuned in a little bit late, our guest medium tonight is Rebecca LeCicero. And don't forget to check out her website, RebeccaAnn.org. And that's Anne. Okay, so next up is Michelle, also from New Jersey. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Anne.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I feel like I have a male coming through that's talking about being in the military. And it always makes me laugh because I'm one of these mediums who will say, everybody has a Michael, everybody's dad read the newspaper, everybody's grandfather was in the Air Force, you know? Yeah. So, you know, there are some things that, and that's why I love Bob and his book, the Medium Explosion book, because he really does spell out how some things can be so evidential, but so common. I do feel like I have a father figure coming through for you. Do you understand this?
I have grandfathers that were in the military.
Okay. I think I do want to go on Dad's side. So is Dad living?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I don't kill people. Just talk to the dead. So you're safe there. I do feel like this grandfather is telling me that there's a lot of namesakes and a lot of exciting things happening in your world. And I think that he has recently, also, is your grandmother recently passed?
Yes.
Okay, and I want to cry, so I'm trying to hold myself together, even though it's not my grandma. I am just kind of overwhelmed because He is coming through just to tell you that she is in the most lovely, peaceful heaven you've ever seen in your life. Is this mom's side, mom's mom and dad?
Both of my grandparents are.
I'm just thinking of the grandmother who's crossed the most recent.
Okay, then my dad's side.
Then it's your dad's side. Okay. Honestly, for me to know, the only way I know which side it's on is because this grandmother is saying that she really literally just walked over to the other side, which means within the last couple of years, if not more recent. And she shows me that the longevity in her life will run through your family as well. And she congratulates you. So you must be doing and achieving things like no other, whether it's getting married, having babies, getting diplomas, whatever it is you're doing. She's trying to show me she's very proud of you. I do feel like I need to talk about the Air Force or the military or being in the military a little more closely than just having it be your dad's dad, like in the Air Force or something like that. So are there other family members that were in the military or that are now? I almost feel like you
that were.
Were,
yes.
Were you?
Not for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
It was very brief.
I cannot begin to tell you how absolutely truthful Spirit is all the time, because they said there's lots of people in the military. She was too. So even though it was just a couple of weeks, and for whatever that was, they called it out. So I find your family either they're one of those family that are still holding stuff over your head. I almost swore again. Holding stuff over your head even when they're gone, which a lot of families are like that. Oh, how come you didn't make more than 2 weeks? Or
the
kind of family that and as much I have to be truthful as I possibly can. I'd like to say they're coming through and making a joke and love you anyway and all of that, but he's kind of going, she only made it 2 weeks. So. So I just got to be truthful. I'm sorry, but it doesn't mean that they're not being loving. They're just being true to their personality. I think that them coming through, having all of these grandparents coming through to you at any point in time, they're always going to be blunt and truthful for you. I do have I'm going to call it a side man. I shouldn't do that. And I'm going to go back inside. See, I run away from the dogs. That's basically what I'm doing on the radio today. Come on in. Yep. If they're outside not barking, I'll go there. If they're inside barking, I go out. We bring them in and out. I do feel like I have a side man coming in. This is so odd for me to say a side man. I don't mean it in any kind of derogatory way. Did you lose a male friend, like just a friend? We're just friends?
Many years ago.
Okay. And I want to say he's bald, and that is also a strange thing for me to say, but he's trying to come through and talk about his looks. Does this make sense? Did we cut his hair? Did we shave his head? He could be talking about cancer.
I have lost some male friends. I don't remember them being bald, anyone being bald
okay.
at the moment.
Is this a male who may have had cancer? I think he's just trying to tell me he had cancer. He may have gone through treatment.
I did know someone like that, yeah.
Okay, I'm getting this as a hello also. In addition to having this grandmother and grandfather come through, and the grandmother, of course, to say that she's doing well, having just crossed, and to say hello to your dad. Where is the letter S come through, like a Steve?
About a minute left, Rebecca.
Okay, hon. I just heard we got a minute left. So,
I don't think I have a Steve.
Oh, for goodness sakes. A lot of male friends. To me, this would be somebody that either would be connected to like work or the neighborhood. Maybe not work, but maybe like a church or a nonprofit that you were working with him on. Does that make sense?
I do belong to a church, but I'm not recalling a Steve there.
Okay, so let me take the Steve part out of it. I definitely hear the letter S coming through. I think it could be an ST, could be a Steve, Stan, something along those lines. Definitely a male name, so forgive me if it doesn't connect. This friend had to have been brought up recently, and it had to be in conjunction with something you do either for work or for a hobby. So I don't feel like he came up because of like a... I don't think it was like a Facebook memory. In other words, I think it was something out in the real world that you were doing. Does that make sense?
With it for a Steve to come up?
I'm not sure if it's a Steve. So if I'm wrong about that, that's okay. But I have a male friend who's telling me he's just a friend. I feel like he was older. He was definitely sick and going through treatments. And that's why he died. And I feel like he couldn't keep up with his obligations. And you stepped in for him, which is why I think he's coming through. It's almost like a thank you for finishing my project or for completing something I started.
I worked with for someone that died of cancer, and I helped him towards the end.
Okay.
I don't remember his name, though, to be honest.
And I apologize. Did he come up recently? Did something happen? Like, did that kind of a job come up to you again recently? Because he's just trying to say, again, thank you, because you were there for him. But he's saying, are you hospice? Do you work with hospice?
That particular case I did, yeah.
Okay. He's telling me it's hospice. And as soon as I say that, I get this really magical thing. Joe, ask me later what happens when I read hospice people. Okay. But yes, he tells me that you were with him in line to help him cross. And you had some sort of a very profound impact on him. Either him and you together had an experience, or he had an experience because of you. So if that's Reiki or if that's prayer, whatever it is that you were doing. And again, I go back to a specific kind of like a church or a nonprofit. So I have to tell you, if I want to say this feels psychic as I'm talking to you, and there's a huge difference between psychic and medium to me. However, everything he's telling me and everything I'm getting is coming from this one particular person. So, okay. Yes,
I think we're a little bit out of time. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry too.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Boy, I hope that connects with you, and just know that you've definitely made a difference in this man's life through hospice.
Well, thank you very much.
Through helping him like that. You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. We hope this helped.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we have time for probably like two more readings. So next we have, I know it's a lot all at once, right?
Wait a minute. I'm still on the treadmill. Let me tell you about this hospice thing really quick.
Okay.
I don't mind reading two more people before we're done. That's not a problem, but I definitely need my brain to get a quick reboot. So I
yeah,
can
of
see
course. Come back. I think our next guest would appreciate that.
Oh yeah, I know. I've got to be clear. So what winds up happening is when somebody has worked with hospice, or if they are in a position or in a work position where many people die over and over again around them.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they work on a terminal ward in a, in a hospital or something like that. When they come into me, I see the whole line. I can literally see like however many, 100, 1,000, 9,000, however many people they helped cross over. I can usually see the line. And they would all talk if I let them, but it's always in a very specific line for me. And this woman we just spoke with from, what was it, Michelle? The very last one.
Mm-hmm.
She had that. So it was kind of like, oh, I see your helper. I love helpers.
Oh, we love that. Yes. I love that you got that like that. It goes to show that, you know, it does count when you help.
It counts. Even if you think it doesn't, you know, you go from one client to the next.
It counts.
It does.
All right. So you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you need me to chime in, I will. I promise.
I love it when you chime in.
Okay. So we have Lily from Illinois on the line. Lily, are you there?
Okay. Hi. Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lily. Hi. So did you want to have a reading, Lily, or did you have a question for us?
Reading, please.
Awesome. Okay. Rebecca, you're up.
Hello, Lily.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, I think this is wonderful. I do have a male connection coming through that stands to your side. Is this a husband?
Okay.
Did you lose a husband? No, then it looks like fiance, boyfriend. Oh. It looks like a partner.
Long time ago, a boyfriend.
Okay. Don't ask me why, but I definitely have what I would consider to be somebody who would want to kiss you. So take it as a hello. I don't know if he came up recently, kind of like I just said to the last person that I was talking to. I usually, if somebody from the past that you didn't expect comes through, it's going to be because you've seen something or thought of them before you got a chance to speak to the medium. I do feel like we have a mom connection coming through strong.
Okay.
Your mom is in spirit?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I do believe that this was your mom that I was feeling at the beginning of the show. Okay. And I do believe that you need to know that she is telling me that you will live day by day without her. And she will thrive in her soul day by day until she sees you again. And there is no hurry. 100 years will go by in a snap. She says that you need to cook hot food. So when you need to cook hot food, and I don't know if she's saying hot spicy or hot on the stove. I think she needed to have her tea hot. Her food needed to be reheated. If it got cold, she likes hot food. And she tells me that she needs you to think of her every time you enjoy a meal. She is trying to tell me to tell you to eat.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you can't mess with the mediums. You can't lie to the psychics. And I see you in a position right now where your mother is saying to you that she is standing next to you, whether you are taking care of yourself or not. And she would prefer to stand next to you, seeing you take care of yourself. It is very, very common for people who are in grief to hold all that love inside because they don't have their mom or their loved one there to give it to. You are holding all this love inside. And she says that you're going to explode with all that love pretty soon. She says you're going to have to start letting some of it out. Now, when you let that love out, you're going to do it for things that she would enjoy. You need to go for a walk where she would walk. I tell people, if you're going to sit on the couch and cry, you know, honey, your mom's going to sit on that couch and cry with you. But if you sit on the couch and cry while you're eating Rocky Road, maybe her favorite ice cream, maybe, then she gets to sit on the couch with you and enjoy you eating her favorite ice cream. You cannot deprive yourself of listening to her favorite songs. How is she going to say hi to you? She has not left. And she wants you to know that her crossing, and she's so blunt and so I would say brutally honest, your mom. She's showing me that she chose her time to walk off of this planet and out of her body. Do you understand this?
No.
Was she in the hospital?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I feel as if she knows that she's not going to get better. She also tells me that she knows that there are people in that room with her, meaning people in spirit, that she is talking to that are telling her it's okay for her to go. And then she says she feels as if you were standing with her or your energy was near her. And she knew you didn't want her to go, but you knew she needed to. Is there the month of March connected to this?
About a minute left.
No.
Okay. She's showing me the number three then. So I need three to be very important or very special to you in some way. January, February, March. So birth dates, death dates, anniversaries, the number three, 333, lucky threes, three of a kind, anything that has to do with that.
I'm the third daughter.
Okay, well then
she
look at that.
She's kids. Trying I'm to call. Number three daughter.
And she's, I don't call out favorites. I would never want your siblings to think that they were anything less than equally loved, but your mom is putting that crown on your head, you know.
Thank you.
She's leaving you her queen crown.
Is she okay?
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? She is so super. She wants you to feel.
Can you tell her?
Can you tell her to take care of herself? That's what I worry a lot. I just want her to be happy. I want her to always be happy.
It is impossible for her to not be happy. When we cross over, one of the best things about being outside of our body is that we no longer need to hear or say the word love, because we are pure love. And love is joyful. And her message was more about you being happy and you eating. Do you hear me? And you taking care of yourself. I feel like I'm the psychic therapist. Your mother's telling me to tell you you need to eat better and cook hot food. So I think that what she's seeing you do, and you can validate this for me, you're making food, you're warming it up, you're putting it on a plate, and you're walking away from it.
She always complained that I don't heat up my food, but I always comfort on that for myself. I don't take care of myself.
And she just loves you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you. Be good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, well, Rebecca, we are just about out of time. But I would like to thank you, our guest, Rebecca and La Cicero, for joining us this evening.
One more person.
Oh, no, we actually do not have time for one more.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. Listen, spirit runs it. We do the best we can.
I know.
We really do.
I thought the readings were great, though. I hope that everybody
You did great.
Got a ton of energy and love from them, you know, and I want everybody to enjoy it too. So good.
So Rebecca, if anyone wants to more information about you or wants to book a reading or anything like that, should they go to your website to do that?
Yep. Go to my website. It's they can go to RebeccaAnnWithAnnE.org or my whole name, Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero, or even, you know, of course, through the foreverfamily.org website, they can find the link to my website. And yeah, just email me. I am absolutely doing virtual readings. I am doing all kinds of readings. I'm just having a lot of fun and really enjoying connecting with people as much as I can. I mean, I love my job.
Oh, good. I love our job too. All right, well, Rebecca, thank you again.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio. We wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving, and Signs of Life will return on air the following Thursday on December 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope that you'll tune in for that show. And as always, I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at psychicmediumjoeperetta.com or joeperetta.com or on the Forever Family website. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.